Right about now, you're listening to Mux Mool, Skull Taste, unreleased, coming up on Ghostly International, 2010. You listen to Percussion Lab Radio on radio23.org. Right about now, we got Mux Mool in the house.
Yeah.
What up, Mux? How you doing?
I'm not wearing any shoes, along with five other dudes in a really hot room.
We're keeping it sexy. You know how we do.
This is. Were you guys at Merlin Fest last year? Was anybody that's listening at Merlin Fest last year? Because it was awesome.
Were there shoes involved?
There were. Yeah, snow pants or no pants was the rule at Merlin Fest.
Sounds like my kind of party.
Yeah, it does, Praveen.
So dope. Well, thanks for coming out tonight.
Uh-huh.
A little trip to New York recently. You were just on tour, like crazy, like for months.
Yeah, I was on tour for pretty long-ass time with Elliot here, for a long time. And we were just talking about how much we missed it.
You're missing it now.
Yeah, like how... With the kind of jokes that we were making while we were on the road, like, going back to normal life is difficult.
Yeah. But, I mean, it also got you guys sick as hell. You guys have been sick for months since you've been back.
I think I got sick more than anybody because I was sick for, like... I mean, I had, like, three serious ear infections, like, debilitating ear infections this year.
Jesus. Take care of yourself, man. You're making too good of beats to be fucking getting sick and falling off.
Making sick beats.
I'm making sick beats.
Sick
there you go.
Beats.
That'll infect your ears. Does that sound cool?
No. So tell us a little about this shit right here, Skull Taste. It's a little different. A little different.
Different from what?
Different from your previous work on Mood Gadget.
How?
I mean, I think it's a little more in your face, I think. And I think you took that at the 8-bit direction and you got it a little bit riled up. A little something like that.
Yeah, I mean, this is kind of the best of what I've been doing over the past, like, maybe 5 years. Some of them are really old, some of them are pretty current. I don't know if it's in your face. I mean, I feel like it's just better examples of what I've always wanted to do.
Yeah, yeah. Well, what about, where do you find an inspiration for this stuff? I mean, throughout the years, where are you getting your samples? Where are you getting your synths? Where are you getting your sounds?
The samples, a lot of it came from, I have a record collection back in Minneapolis that's about, 2,000-3,000 records, that I sampled a lot of before I ever left Minneapolis, and that's
Damn.
Where a lot of the samples come from. Some field recordings that are in there. Some of it that's just some shit that I just recorded with the microphone on my now dead laptop.
So when you were digging, when you were getting these samples, were you like, I'm going for these records. I'm looking for some jazz records. I'm looking for some rock records. Or were you just like, fuck it, I'm just gonna play a bunch of shit and see what's good.
Because if you go and you're looking for a specific like kind of record, then you're looking for like a kind of thing. And like I never did that when I was digging. I would always just go to new arrivals that were not sorted yet, so I could just go through those and see all genres at all times.
Right, right.
And dig through that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
As far as records go.
Yeah, 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 totally. How do you think that's influenced your sound though? Just being more open to whatever you're sampling.
Yeah, just that's exactly it. Just leaves it more open. I mean, it like that way. I guess not trying, you know, like, I mean, because you can go and you can get breaks. You can, like, go look on fucking online now and you can see, like, where all these breaks come from and everything.
Yeah, yeah, go on there, get some.
Go buy the record, sample it yourself or whatever, and I definitely have done some of that. But if you go and you just find a break on a record that, you know, you've never even heard of before, that's a discovery process, and that's a lot more fun.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. I think it leads to a much more unique sound, which your music's definitely got. So what's up with these crazy drawings I see you posting on Flickr all the time?
Boobies.
A lot of that, definitely.
Okay, so
definitely. Like the cover. You've been doing a lot of your covers, right?
Now, people do not know, but I will draw boobs for fucking ever. And I think I realized the other day that what I want to do is I want to draw boobs or naked women so nicely that other people are like, wow, that it's so... Those boobs are so good, I want to draw boobs. And then everybody will sit around drawing boobs.
So you've done how many album covers so far? You did just the one, not the drum. That wasn't you, was it?
What, the drum
cover?
EP?
Yeah,
no, Adam Hunt did that.
So which covers have you been doing?
I did the cover art for Just Saying Is All, which has got the naked girl, the chola girl in space.
And some boobies. And some
boobs in space.
So what's up with your drawing, though? I mean, aside from your music, how do you think that influences what you're doing musically? Or not aside from it, but how do you think it's influencing your music or vice versa?
Well, what's good about having two different things to work on is that if music is sucking for me, I can go back to drawing.
Yeah.
And then if drawing is sucking, I can go back to music, and just kind of bounce off one another. I don't think they ever really relate in like a conscious way, except for that they're both going on at all times in my life.
Yeah, so when that creative drives down on one, you got the other to fall back on just for a little bit until you get it up on the other.
Get it up.
Get it up.
You said it right, my man.
Hey, you're the one drawing boobies here.
Wait, we don't all draw boobs?
I mean, maybe once in a while. Maybe once in a while.
Do you ever look at boobs?
So, what are you listening to these days? What are you playing on the iPod, the iPhone?
Well, actually, on my phone I only have Bibio.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, in terms of like what I want to listen to when I'm not like, when you're not playing shows, what you want to listen to is not like crazy like electro stuff, and the guitar loops from Bibio are pretty much where it's at for me.
Yeah.
And I've been listening to a lot of, because I just spent like maybe like 3 weeks downloading every single game ever made, like 10 gigs of DOS games, 10, I got Final Fantasy 7 working thanks to Alex B, and just really getting back into playing video games and listening to that stuff. So
yeah,
that's actually been where a lot of my listening's gone to.
You're getting those emulators going on.
Yeah, and they're with the new, because I just got a new computer, and since it's Intel Core, like those DOS games and everything
yeah.
run perfectly.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. Do you think you're getting a lot of inspiration from that stuff?
Or at least I'm playing a lot of games.
What games are you playing?
I got King's Quest.
You got King's Quest?
I got every single King's Quest working.
You've got every single King's Quest. Oh my god.
How about Leisure Suit Larry?
Wait, yeah, I got all the Leisure Suit Larry games too. Wait, what does that say?
It says ask Mike to
What is my style of setting up Ableton?
No.
Oh.
No?
We got tech questions. We got tech questions coming in for
fans. Come on, man. Ableton? Fans.
We got tech questions coming in. We got...
I play all my music on VHS, actually. It's all recorded ahead of time, and it's a series of tape players that I cue.
It's true. I've seen him. I've seen him play before. It's some raggedy-ass shit he's got going on, but it sounds dope, doesn't it? You can hear it in the background right now. This one is... Enchiladas.
Enchilada. It's called Enceladus. After my favorite moon. That's good.
This track's called Enchiladas. After my favorite food.
Oh man. All right. Yeah, I gotta get my eyes checked. Well, shit. So, thanks for coming on the show tonight. Yeah. I guess you got a couple tracks you want to play later, some selections off your favorite Bibio tracks or something like that.
Maybe I'll play some later. I don't know if I'm gonna play. Haven't we already heard Bibio today?
I think we may have heard one Bibio track.
You don't need to. See, but yeah, exactly. You can never get enough Bibio.
Yeah. We'll keep it going with the.
I'll play something.
Yeah, we'll keep it going with the Skull Taste for now. Thanks much. Definitely be on the lookout for Skull Taste coming out on Ghostly International 2010. You got a date for that yet, or they?
I guess March at some point.
March-ish.
It'll be the single with Lady Linda and Hog Knuckles is going to be out. That's don't laugh.
Yeah, there's one single out right now.
Okay,
isn't
you can laugh. It was on iTunes for like a couple days, and then it got taken down, and I think it's supposed to be back up like right now, but
Digital
March,
world.
The whole album.
All right, and definitely if you guys like what you're hearing, peep the back catalog on Mood Gadget, moodgadgetrecords.com.